Falcons close facility after positive COVID-19 results. By UPI on October 15, 2020. October 15, UPI. The Atlanta Falcons on Thursday closed their facility after multiple COVID-19 tests returned positive results. Sources informed ESPN, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and NFL Network of the closure. The Falcons on Wednesday announced they entered the NFL's intensive COVID-19 protocol. Sources told ESPN that the team had four people test positive on Thursday morning. "Still working through details, but we can tell you we're not at four confirmed," a Falcons spokesman said. The team on Wednesday placed rookie defensive lineman Marlon Davidson on the reserve/COVID-19 list. Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell also tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this season before he was activated from the list on October 8. Terrell was the first NFL player this season to miss a game due to COVID-19. The Falcons hosted the Carolina Panthers on Sunday in Atlanta. Carolina also entered the NFL's intensive protocol on Wednesday after Davidson was placed on the reserve/COVID-19 list. The Panthers did not place any players on the reserve/COVID-19. Teams that enter the intensive protocol use enhanced precautions such as daily point-of-care testing, shifts to virtual meetings and practice increased usage of protective personal equipment during practice. The Falcons are scheduled to play the Minnesota Vikings at 1 p.m. EDT on Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The Panthers are scheduled to host the Chicago Bears at 1 p.m. EDT on Sunday in Charlotte, North Carolina. The NFL has rescheduled several games in recent weeks due to positive COVID-19 results.